Our scripture lesson today comes from Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, the 11th chapter, the 23rd through the 26th verse. And I selected this passage for World Communion Sunday because this is the earliest reference anywhere to the institution of communion, the institution of the Lord's Supper. So as I read these ancient words, listen for something that's being spoken into your heart at this particular point on your faith journey. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. All right, we're going to start our time together with a game. If you've been here the last couple weeks, that's the way we start now. We start with a game. And I will have to say that the first two services did quite well today, so a little bit of pressure on you. And this is the simplest of the three games that we have done. And the way it works is this. I'm going to say a name, or I'm going to state a quote, and all you're going to do is you're going to say old or new. Very simple. Old as in Old Testament. New as in? Okay, very good, very good. Adam. Old. Okay, you're onto this. That's a pretty simple one. Abraham. Old, great. Ezekiel. Barnabas. Yeah, I saw you hesitate there. All right, Nathan. Ah, good. Old Testament. Good, good, good. Goliath. Nicodemus. No. Bartholomew. Ruth. Old. Joseph. Trick question. Trick question. Okay. Fancy coat. Joseph. Old. Carpenter Joseph. No. Okay, good enough. How about this one? Okay, Zacchaeus. Mary, you hesitated. Mary, mother of Jesus. Mary Magdalene. Okay, both. Okay, good. I got you on that. Both New Testament. Okay, we're going to do a few quotes here. "My heart exults in the Lord. My strength is exalted in my God. My mouth derides my enemies because I rejoice in my victory." Ah, a little confusion. It's called Hannah's Prayer, Old Testament. Very similar to the Magnificat of Mary in the New. Okay, that was a trick one. "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Old Joshua. "Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste..." Who said it? Jesus. Very good, very, very good. "Give me liberty or give me death." Canadians only. Patrick Henry. That would be neither. Okay. I have one more question. One more question. And again, it may not seem to connect, but it does, more so than the past couple weeks. Here's the question. Which scripture text have lit your path? Which scripture text have lit your path? Now just hold that thought. "I imagine that today I am to die. I ask for time to be alone and write down for my friends a sort of testament for which the points that follow could serve as chapter titles." Chapter one of our life story is this. "These things I have loved in my life." Chapter two. "These beliefs I have outgrown." Three. "These convictions I have lived by." Now you remember, we began this conversation a couple weeks ago, and what we're doing is we're using Father Anthony DeMello's book, Wellsprings. It's a book of spiritual exercises. And de Mello was a 20th century Jesuit priest who penned such writings in order to help us, the reader, to have a tool by which we could go a little bit deeper into our faith. And so in chapter 1 of that book, de Mello lists 16 statements. And then they all beg for an answer. And we've used three of them so far. And today we use a fourth. And so think with me on this one. These scripture texts have lit my path. Okay. I want to see a show of hands. I want to see how many of you have ever gone to camp. Oh, that's pretty good. That's good. I think that's the most of all the services. How about this one? How many of you were ever involved in any scouting program? How many of you ever, as a kid or an adult, camped out in your backyard? How many of you, as kids or adults, have made a little fort in your room and then slept in? Okay, now, okay. So pretty much, I hope that covered just about everybody here. Okay, well, when you're engaged in such fun activities, as you think back, do you remember what the most important possession was to have with you at this point? Light! That's exactly right. I thought everybody would say snack. No, it was light. That Jabe Daft is onto something there. It's light, a flashlight, because when you get up in the middle of the night in an unfamiliar environment, you don't want to get lost. You don't want to trip. You don't want to step on a snake or run into a spider web or, you know, trip on a rock or fall in a hole, whatever. You don't want to do it. You want to see your path. See your path. These scripture texts have lit my path. What texts have lit your path? Think about it. I guess it's still the setup in Lowe's, but I haven't checked it out recently, but it used to be this big display, an end cap right by the registers. Just thousands of flashlights. Flashlights, all sizes, all shapes, from the little bitty keychain lights that use a watch battery to the big old lanterns that have a stand and they use those big 6-volt lantern batteries. You've got the headlamps and all sorts of things. You got this huge display. So when you go to get a flashlight, you need to decide which one you're going to choose. So you have to have a reason for your choice. Why do you choose a flashlight that you choose? Now, don't answer it. Just think about it. The reason I choose a flashlight, is this. I choose the one that will give me the what? The most light. Well, I have the biggest coverage area. Okay. These scripture texts have lit my path. Okay. Do you have any scripture texts that have lit your path? A text that has lit your path across the years that maybe has guided you in dark times? I asked a Bible study we had this week if they had certain texts in their minds that brought power or empowered them over the course of their lives. And of course, the group mentioned things like Psalm 23. Have anybody heard Psalm 23? Okay, he left nobody. Okay, a couple. Good, good, good. 1 Corinthians 13. Okay, you don't have to show hands. Okay, how about this one? This is one that was raised. Isaiah 55:8. I'm just going to call on somebody to quote that for me. Marcella Simmons. No, 55:8. That's right, Marcella. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. You know that. Great, great, great. Philippians 4. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Matthew 7:12. And everything, do unto others as you would have them. Okay, you have those texts. What scripture texts have lit your path? Friends, what is the source of your light? What's the source of your light? You know, what lights your path? The longer I'm in ministry, the more I understand the importance of this question. To be able to answer this question, because I understand that darkness is never that far removed from our lives. We may think it's way out there somewhere. Oh, darkness is not a threat. It is a threat. Darkness comes into our lives in so many ways, and we need to be prepared for that. Matthew is on his way, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Hurricane Matthew. Last night I heard, what category is he now? Four. That is scary stuff. Category four. So when I hear that Matthew's coming, now whether or not Matthew's going to come this way, we don't know yet. But still, I have this pull to go and buy a flashlight. I want to make sure I've got light. I have light when the storm comes. What lights your path? What scripture texts have lit your path across the years? Well, friends, I want you to make a list. There's a place in your bulletin, these lines, you can make a list. Name those scriptures. I only put 10, so you got to limit it to 10. Now, if you start to think about this list and nothing comes to mind, that may be a sign. That may be a sign. That may be an exercise for you later in the week. Because for 2,000 years, our spiritual forebears in the faith have had scriptures that have lit their path. They have found writings that have spoken grace into their lives at all points in their lives. They have heard the story. We talked about the story last week when we were talking about convictions, and that our convictions have been shaped by the story that we claim. And that story is the story of the one who said to forgive others and to include others and to love others and to empower others. Our story. Shouldn't you know the story? What scripture text have lit your path? Think about it. One way I think you can go about doing this, if you're having a hard time coming up with a list off the top of your head, go home and tonight, 8 o'clock, or whenever the games are over, turn the TV off. Turn it off. And then open the book, the Bible, or turn the app on, either one, and read. 5 minutes. No more. No more than 5 minutes. Just read for 5 minutes. And then maybe you can work up to 6 minutes. And then 7 minutes. And before you know it, you'll be at 10 minutes. And just allow these words to work on you. Allow them to flow over you. Now, don't just open anywhere in the Bible. Don't open to the Pauline epistles. Don't do that. Because you only get half the conversation. It's like overhearing a phone call. You only hear half of it. And then it's a little bit of work trying to piece it all together. You really got to work on that. And don't open to the apocalypse. Don't open to the book of Revelation. Don't start there. Don't even start in the book of Acts. Not a bad place to start, but don't start there. Because that assumes you know the story already. Start with the Gospels. The story of Jesus. Our story. Start with words like this from Matthew. I read an account from 1 Corinthians, but read the one from Matthew. Words like this. While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Story. Shouldn't we know the story? Now, don't get bogged down in the special effects in the story. No. Just let the grace of God work on you. Let the grace of God work on you. As the psalmist says, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Which scripture texts have lit your path? Survey after survey. I've quoted this many times. Survey after survey has concluded that the vast majority of people believe that the Bible is the most significant collection of books ever written. That it's a guide for life. It is a source of grace. It is a way we touch the sacred. But when asked a follow-up question, "Have you ever read it?" No way. Isn't that ironic? Isn't that ironic? What scripture text light your path? It's been a number of years since I first came across the passage about Job. If you think Job was patient, you haven't read the book. You've only read the first chapter or two. In the second chapter, Job's world has fallen apart and his friends come to him. this passage has lit my path. Now, when Job's three friends heard of all these troubles that had come upon him, each of them set out from his home. They met together to go and console and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they did not recognize him, and they raised their voices and wept aloud. They tore their robes and threw dust in the air upon their heads. They sat with him on the ground 7 days and seven nights, and no one spoke a word to him, because they saw that his suffering was very great. Those words have given me insight into life. These words have taught me that ministry and life is first and foremost about presence. Presence in the life of our brothers and sisters who are suffering. You know, we can't always make everything right. And a lot of times we throw words out there. They're inadequate. They're inadequate in the face of suffering. But what we can do is we can be. We can sit in the dirt with one another. That scripture text has lit my path. What scripture texts have lit your path? Let me give you a place to start. These are the five top shared Bible verses in 2015. How they find this out, I don't know. Number one shared, Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. 2. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts. Philippians 4. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Romans. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so you may abound in hope by the power of God's Spirit. Once again, Romans. Top five. But what scripture text have lit your path? 1 week. You have 1 week to make the list. Time to get started, because next week, these things I regret about my life. Thanks be to God. Amen.